With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. We come on the air with breaking news as the Syrian government appeared to have fallen early this morning or Sunday morning in a stunning end to the 50-year rule of the Assad family after a lightning rebel offensive. The head of a Syrian opposition war monitor said President Bashar Assad had left the country for an undisclosed location, fleeing ahead of insurgents who said they had entered Damascus after a stunning advance across the country. Syrian Prime Minister Mohammed Ghazi Jalili said the government was ready to hand over its functions to a transitional government. The so-called military command administration said Assad had fled without giving further details. Assad's departure marks the end of the 54-year of Assad family rule of Syria with an iron fist. His father, Hafez Assad, came to power in a bloodless coup in 1970 and ruled until his death in 2000. Bashar Assad was elected weeks after his father's death and ruled Syria until he was overthrown just hours ago. The command declared the end of the dark period and the beginning of a new era in Syria. State television in Iran, Assad's main backer in the years of war in Syria, reported that, quote, terrorists had entered Damascus and that Assad had left the capital. It cited Qatar Al Jazeera News Network for the information and did not elaborate. Also at SRNNews.com, North Carolina GOP Senator Tom Tillis says Republicans may have to work for some long days to take advantage of their opportunities once Donald Trump is sworn in next month.
The American people need results. And anybody who wants to go to the mic and say, I'm uncomfortable with working 7 days a week, should say that to the public, not to me in a conference.
And Tillis says they may have to work long hours and be willing to lay aside their differences.
The problem you run into when you got razor-thin margins is everybody has their own idea of what the best possible thing is. So we've got to get people on the same page.
Senator Tillis spoke this week on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New Jersey.
A federal judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude churches from its historic preservation grant fund simply because they are religious. The Mendham Methodist Church and the Zion Lutheran Church Long Valley took the state to court when they were denied access to the fund. First Liberty represents the churches and released a statement saying, quote, time and again, the Supreme Court has declared all forms of religious discrimination by the government unconstitutional. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Border Patrol has been hiring chaplains to help with mounting distress suffered by its officers. With immigration and at the forefront of the country's debate, agents wrestle not only with security challenges and an unprecedented surge in illegal immigrants, but also rapidly shifting policies and criticism by liberals. One agent tells the Associated Press, the hardest thing is people don't understand what we do. We've been called terrible names. While most chaplains are Christian, Muslims and Jews have also been trained recently. This is SRN News. After COVID, nearly every state is still struggling with attendance, but attendance has been worse for Native American and Alaskan Native students.
It's a disparity that existed before the pandemic and has since grown. Absenteeism rates for Native students have been at least 9 percentage points higher than the state's average. Many schools serving Native students have been working to build stronger connections with families. They must navigate distrust dating back to the U.S. government's campaign to force Native kids into abusive boarding schools. John Scott reporting.
French President Emmanuel Macron has welcomed Donald Trump to Paris with a full dose of presidential pomp, and they held a hastily arranged meeting with Ukraine's Vladimir Zelensky on a day that is mixing pageantry with attention to pressing global problems. The president-elect visits to France as part of a global celebration of the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral 5 years after a devastating fire. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.